your opponent. Expect the unexpected.
Well, hello, Mr. Fancy Pants. I got news for you, pal. You ain't leading but two things right now. Jack and shit. Jack left town.
I can't use Kung Fu for about 3 months.
As if this one doesn't scare you, you're already dead.
From the gates of hell, they have finally come.
Chartreuse! The only liquor so good they need to color after.
I'm telling you straight. It's my way or the highway. So anybody wants to walk, do it now.
You kids shouldn't play so rough. Somebody's gonna start crying.
We've got entirely too many troublemakers here.
They use the satanic power of their bodies to turn men and women into their bloodstains.
I will never forgive your ass for this shit. This is some fucked up Republican shit.
Bruce Lee is gone.
From the gates of hell, they have finally come.
Never underestimate your opponent. Expect the unexpected.
Oh, my poor darling. Can you forgive me for having brought you to this terrible place?
Of course, Mom.
Are you gonna bark all day, little doggy? Or are you gonna bite?
Alrighty, so we're doing a new episode, and finally, we're actually doing it on a new program as well.
Is this a test, or are
we actually doing it, Diane?
Oh, okay, sorry. Hi.
So, I don't know. I'm just going to do...
doesn't remember what we...
I've got a shit ton of movies, so we're just going to go through them. Probably talk about this on the last show, but I can't remember the... Silent Madness 3D, we watched that. It was...
I think we talked about almost all of them.
All right, well, then we'll skip some.
But, you know, I don't know for sure.
Well, we'll skip down to, like, The Empty Man, which came out last year, but I never heard of it, and we watched it. It was way too long, and there was some creepiness there, but it just didn't really... mount to much, or you didn't feel like you got much out of it, so I wouldn't suggest watching it. One that's on YouTube on Jalo Realm, it's got different names, but Obsession, A Taste of Fear, kind of a futuristic Jalo, and it was made in the mid 80s, I think.
I don't know where I was when all these were going on,
but yeah, it was okay, but it was very weird. Shadow in the Cloud, or In the Clouds.
I think I remember you watching
that. Yeah, I liked it. It was pretty good. It was a very... I mean, what they did with the special effects and stuff was good, but it was also kind of very low budget. And it was also the girl who played Hit Girl is the main character, and like she's kind of smarter than the other guys. It's like World War II, and she says that she's like some convoy or something, and she has this kind of container or box, and says that she got to protect it with your life, and she comes on board, and I'm trying to remember why. But they stuck her in like the bottom gunner area, a turret in the bottom of the aircraft, and then they talk for a very long time via the radio back and forth inside the plane.
Yeah, that was the one where that girl was talking to the guys.
So, I mean, it's almost like a radio play, except you can see. But, I mean, there's more to it than that. It quickly becomes something different. It's a very... it one thing leads to another. So it's an interesting movie, and it's, you know, the female is a strong character and all that. So it was directed by a woman.
She's trying to independent and stuff, and don't take any shit from these guys.
I mean, it you know, I guess women should be more behind that. And it's also not that, it's not all, you know, against men and all that nonsense. But that's a decent movie. Order of Death. Oh, yeah, that's the movie with Johnny Rotten from Sex Pistols.
Oh, and Harvey Keitel.
Yeah. On it, with a music that should have been in a giallo by Marconi. It's a very weird kind of film. I don't know what
the
hell.
Isn't it a little over the top?
In some cases, it's just a very... It was a bunch of Italians and then Johnny Rotten and Harvey Keitel. It's a very weird combination.
Well, even Harvey Keitel and Johnny Rotten's a weird
combination.
I didn't ever think Johnny Rotten was really on anything.
Yeah, I mean, Maniacs.
Oh, that was that.
Yeah, with Jeff Fahey. But it's Maniacs, ACTS. They played this on one of the Roku channels, and it looked interesting, so I downloaded it and watched it. It's pretty wacky. It's a 90s movie, so it's kind of got, you know, that kind of vibe to it, but it's...
Basically, mental patients fall in love.
Well, no, Jeff Fahey is pretty much a serial killer a cannibal, and then they arrest him, and he goes to a nut house, and he meets another a girl who's a murderer. And then they kind of fall in love, and then they escape, and all kinds of stuff.
All kinds of crazy.
And then it's a very strange one. It's I don't know. It's called Morbia Plexio, but it's in English. It's called Hanging Heart. I've never
that
seen.
That title sounds familiar. Hanging Heart.
You know, it's kind of a slasher-ish movie, but it's Mexican subtitles and all that stuff, but it's kind of very gay, that's for sure.
Is it?
Yeah, but, you know, whatever.
Wasn't that Knife and Heart movie, wasn't it gay, too?
Oh, yeah. It's a gay giallo, pretty much. Well, it's the part of it's about gay porno in whatever, yeah. 70s, 80s, I don't know. Watch the Pursuit of the Killer, which is a Hong Kong giallo, I guess.
See, everybody must have been making giallos.
Well, I mean, I don't know. They are, you know, the copiers are always late to the party, but, you know. It was okay. I mean, I'm not sure if I can nail down. Somebody's killing, and then there's also a lot of kung fu in this, if you imagine. From Hong Kong, but it was on. It's on YouTube on Jalo. It's on Jalo Realm, I believe. We watched the new corrected disc of Jason Goes to Hell. First time I've seen that in years, and probably the last I see of it in years. But
you're gonna wait years and years before you see it again.
Yeah, maybe. I don't really care about.
I mean, I really don't know, other than. Somebody said something about a sound effect was left out of other discs when somebody gets their wrist broken or something. I don't know.
Revisited Night Train Murders again, and what a crazy movie as far as...
Yeah, it's crazier than I remembered the first time around. I have a DVD of it.
They released this as New House on the Left, so you can imagine... the storyline, but yeah, it's just, to me, it's stuff that would never happen.
I mean, it's, in a way, it's a little bit more over the top than Last House.
Well, that's the only thing that, you know, I can take over the top movies.
And it had the chick from the beginning of Deep Red.
Yeah, the psychic.
Yeah, and she's very a terrible character in this.
A terrible person, yeah.
Yeah.
We watched Body Count from 1987, the Derridato slasher.
We did a commentary for it.
Right.
And Steve said they spent way too much time in the greenhouse bathroom or whatever.
Abandoned bathroom with showers. I mean, it's just, I remember that, and
Steve
pretty much
said they couldn't have hot water there.
I mean, it's just abandoned, but.
But what's great about it is it has David Hess in it.
And he makes that face. But yeah, they spend way too much time in that bathroom. Half the people wouldn't even been dead if they had stayed out of the bathroom.
And Mamsie Farmer.
Yeah. And lastly, I watched a movie off Shudder. It's a remake of an Indonesian horror movie called...
Did you talk about Psycho Gorman?
No, not yet, but I'll get back to it. Remake of Queen of Black Magic. And I think I have that disc or a rip of it somewhere. But, yeah, and of course, I'm not sure if this guy has been doing this. Somebody remade Satan's Slave from Indonesia. And they basically take the main gist of the story or just some fragments of it and then make something new out of it. So that's what they did with this. It's a completely different story. And, I mean, the Indonesians are really doing a lot of cool movies.
Is that what you watch today?
Yeah. So it's on Shudder. So Queen.
If you want to see somebody eating caterpillars or.
Yeah. CG caterpillars.
CG caterpillars.
And a lot of centipedes. But at the end of the movie, they show like little stills from the original movie for some reason. I'm not sure why, but it's. But either way, I mean, it's still a decent watch, so...
The Indonesians make some crazy movies.
Yeah. Crazy food and crazy movies.
I don't know if I've had any Indonesian food.
Yeah. So, Psycho Gorman, as Dana mentioned, that came out. It's from some of the people behind Editor in Father's Day. I think it's just the one... Maybe it's the guy who did... one of those guys who did The Void, or whatever it was called, and then...
The Void was only one of those
previous
films that I liked.
Well, this one's a lot more goofy than The Void.
Yeah.
And it's pretty fun to watch.
And in a way, it's some, you know, it probably really wouldn't be for kids because it was gory, but it's got kid protagonists in it.
Yeah, they got this one girl who's the main character, pretty much. She's a little snotty girl, and she's just bossing around this demon, intergalactic demon guy. And it's pretty funny. And it's got one of the dudes who was in those other Astro 6 movies in it. So, but, yeah, I would definitely say check it out with the gore. And it's got some of the
and she named him, didn't she?
Yeah.
They called
him
PG or
whatever. Yeah, well... And then the gore is that kind of low-budget kind of stuff, but it looks goofy, but it also looks pretty good. So it's I like that kind of stuff. And they have a few creatures in the film that look kind of strange. I like the one that it's like a some kind of council, and they have like a space. They have like a skeleton or a skull inside a like he's got a helmet on of glass or something, and you see the skull, and it's just the practical effects. Most things in this movie are practical, maybe a few CG things here and there, but nothing crazy. And I've been watching the new trailer set that they released from the American.
Is it the ones that put
AGFA or something? Yeah. So far, it's decent, but I mean, I've seen it. But there's a secondary thing too, so I have to watch it, see, or at least get an idea of what that's about. It's expensive though. It was $26 now, and I had $5 off, so I got a little cheaper. It was $30 initially, which is way overpriced, but.
They gotta make money somehow.
So yeah, well, they're trying to raise money by releasing mixtapes and all kinds of shit. So, but yeah, I would.
Wonder how much money they made off Bloodlight.
Probably nothing, but waiting on in a couple weeks, I think like 2 weeks is when I have like four movies coming. I've got the Demons 1 and 2 4K coming, and I have that Santo sexy vampire cut of Treasure of Dracula.
You're getting my
head. Yeah. And then and also the still book of My Bloody Valentine, so.
And my Harry Warden figure.
Yep, that's it's that. It's out there. So we'll watch a few more things and come back and talk to you.
Bye.
Bye.
I like the way it looks.
Yeah.
And he likes Frito Pie. Woo! T-shirt Joe. T-shirt Joe prints my favorite shirts. Oh my, oh my. T-shirt Joe. When I met him, I wanted to die. Because I knew that I had seen all the beauty that the world had to give. T-shirt Joe, he made shirts with everything from Rawhead Rex to Breaking to Electric Boogaloo. T-shirt Joe, T-shirt Joe. Oh, he's made shirts with Tim Gross and Dawn of the Dead, and more obscure stuff like Texas Evil. But what I like is the T-shirt Joe makes shirts I wanna buy. I go to the mall and see the shirts they sell. I want to die. Yeah, Ed Quillen, stick a gun up my butt and kill me dead. Ah, but when I wear a shirt from T-shirt Joe, I wanna live. Yeah, Taco Bell is stupid, T-shirt Joe.
Now this is the real one.
Okay.
Because I didn't. Hi. It doesn't show a freaking thing. But anyway, I don't know. I can't recall if we did some of these we might have talked about. But I'll just begin. I don't know. I have to listen to these.
Well, I'm pretty sure we talked. You know, the Carrier and the Hard Ride to Hell. We talked about that.
The Reckoning.
Three on a Meat Hook we did. Cruising the Terror, Bloody Sex. I can't remember if we talked about Slumber Party Massacre or not, though.
Well, we saw it.
So we did a commentary over it.
There was like a really, like an hour and something movie called Female Ninjas Sleeping with the Enemy or something like that. It was like your standard kind of Japanese early 70s or... almost like a Pinky Violent movie, but, you know, it's very short, like I say, so he didn't really get a lot. The other one that I hadn't heard of this film, but he made Alien Resurrection and City of Lost Children. It's a French director, and this one's a few years old called Dante 01.
I don't remember
that. It was a science fiction movie, basically like a very small prison floating above this planet at way out somewhere, and they're trying some kind of new things, new treatments, and then they bring in this one dude who didn't really know who he was. I don't know, but anyway, it was really freak, you know, really trippy in some ways, and I don't think there's a real good version of it out, because the version I had was not, it's kind of fuzzy, but, you know, it was all right, but I don't know. I doubt that it would make any difference if it was super clear, but, you know, whatever. Bliss, which is an Amazon
parts of that
with
one.
Owen Wilson and Selma Hayek, you know.
I never did figure that one out, though, but I didn't get to sit down and watch.
Well, I mean, you know, I don't want to give away anything, but at least what they show is that basically Selma Hayek is showing Owen Wilson that they're living in some kind of simulation, and they, you know, but, you know, things are not what they seem as they usually aren't, but,
yeah, it's kind of like Twin Peaks, things are not what they
seem. Red Planet, which is a science fiction movie from 2000 with Val Kilmer, which was, it was pretty good.
I don't remember you watching this one either.
And, of course, it had to have a killer robot. They go to Mars, and they had the crash land, and then there was a freaking, of course, there was a, they had a robot that was going to, or, you know, something. But, of course, it got damaged, so it wanted to kill everybody.
It seems like I remember part of it or something, but.
And then Blade of Grass, which is a British kind of apocalyptic movie where, I guess, the food supplies are getting low, and then people are getting violent with each other, and they're trying to, this one family is going to their retreat.
That sounds like how things are now. People get all violent.
And one that I think just came out on Blu-ray, it's called Redneck, and it's got the unusual pairing of Franco Nero. Ow! And Telly Savalas and Mark Lester. A lot of people know
Did
him.
Mark Lester directed?
No, he's a little kid.
Oh.
He's a kid.
Well, I was thinking there was a Mark Lester.
Yeah, directed. There is. But I think his name's Mark Lester. He's a little kid. It was an Oliver, like Oliver Twist. But I know him from a movie called Eyewitness or Sudden Terror. But anyway, he's in this. And Telly Savalas is doing his got a southern accent, and it's kind of, you know, they're like
seems weird. Telly Savalas,
they rob this jewelry store and get away, and then they, you know, Telly Savalas is the violent one. He keeps on kills kids and everything in this movie.
Oh my gosh.
But, you know,
it's one of those over the top things.
A little bit, but not, you know, it's Italian or something. Mm. I guess it's Italian. Cthulhu Mansion, which is from the director of Pieces.
Which I didn't like it when it started, but about midway through it, I got more interested in it.
It was all right. I mean,
not my favorite of those.
It came out from, like, Vinegar Syndrome, I think.
Not my favorite of Juan Picare Simon's. Or Simone's, or how you pronounce his name.
And then I got the new Blu-ray, which there's going to hopefully be more Blu-rays from Santo.
I want to hear what Steve says about this sexy version.
Santo and the Dracula's Treasure. The sexy version, which I had that. Someone had a copy of that on the internet. But basically, it's the 1969 movie. When it was released in, like, Mexico and stuff, it was in black and white, but over somewhere else they released it in color plus tons of topless chicks, which is
topless but not bottomless.
No, and it was wild. But this one's dubbed, which is interesting. I'm wondering if they got some of this dubbed from El Rey, they provided them from El Rey, because they were showing a bunch of Santo movies, but they were dubbed. But, you know, it sounds like there's going to be more, which I'll definitely
Steve's
pick up.
Looking forward to that. But were the topless chicks worth the chicken?
I don't know. They looked like some weird, some of them were, there's only a few natural looking boobies, and the rest of them were pretty big, and the ladies looked a little rough, but, you know. And I watched the Blu-ray version of Ghost Galleon, the third Blind Dead movie. And I've seen it 100 times, but I still like
now,
it.
How many Von Dead movies?
Four official okay. ones. From,
okay.
This
one had Jack Taylor on it.
Yeah.
And, oh, and we forgot to talk about when we were talking about Cthulhu Mansion, that Frank Brana, that's
yeah.
in all of Lump Care Simon's movies, was in it. He plays one of the cops on Pieces.
Yeah, that's the latest, you know, it was like 90, 91, something around that area.
He plays a mute, like, strong yeah. man type character.
With Harry Arnes. Dana got Nightmare Beach, and we watched that. It looked very good for most of the movie.
It looked the best I've seen that movie look, and that's probably the best it's ever going to look.
Yeah.
And Steve went to bed before I watched this, but I did watch the interview they did with Claudio Simonetti, who did the music, minus Goblin. I think it was basically just his music, but it was a pretty good interview, but you do have to read subtitles.
Oh, yeah. Are you through?
Sammy's making noises in the background.
I did get, which I'll probably watch tomorrow, I got, Versus, the new Blu-ray from Arrow. I didn't get
Steve
the Steelbook.
Wait for Sunday to do
I didn't
that.
Get the Steelbook because I don't want to spend $40 on it. I do have coming, hopefully next week or so, Demons 1 and 2 in 4K.
Oh, yeah. Because they did get charged for those.
Yeah. So, I'd be cool.
Are those Steelbooks?
No. Well, it's some kind of packaging that looks pretty cool. I don't think it's a Steelbook.
Is it 4K, did
yeah.
you say?
4K.
Cool.
I'm going to get rid of my Steelbook of 1 and 2 from Arrow, I think.
You won't give me your 1 because I don't have
No, one. I have the 1. I'm talking about the Arrow. I got a Region B Steelbook of 1 and 2.
Oh.
And I'm thinking about seeing if I can sell it.
Okay.
But I mean, what you know, I don't know though. I might keep it, but I don't see the need to have so many copies. But
no, I may see the next time me and Steve go to trade in some DVDs and Blu-rays for store credit. I've got my Welcome to Spring Break, which is the alternate title for Nightmare Beach. Seeing if we'll take that.
Yeah. So that's about it for right now. So so we can get a show out before the end of the month. So.
We got a lot of stuff on this one show, don't we? All that stuff's on this
yeah,
show.
Yeah, I mean, we watched a ton of movies.
Because it seems like forever since we watched Night Train Murders. And
yeah. Well, that's I think that was from a different show.
Oh.
I think. But, anywho. We'll watch more. I just finished a screening on Vaughn Live of...
And this was one of my favorite screenings that Steve
Bird
did.
With Crystal Plumage, Savage Streets, and Pieces. Now... Next time, it's going to be March Madness on March 20th. It's going to be completely insane movies. So, three insane movies, which I have one already picked. It's going to be from Asian variety. And there might be more than one Asian movie because they make crazy movies.
What was that? You should show House, for one thing. That's...
You never know.
Singing watermelons and everything.
Yeah, that might.
But I'm trying to think.
I don't want to overdo it with all Asian films.
I know, but I was trying to think of that other Asian movie that we watched that had a super weird title, but it wasn't what you thought it was going to be, and I can't remember. Maybe I'll remember for next
But time. Anyway, so check the Facebook page for Dead Pit, and you'll see when it's going to be out. On Vaughn Live. So peace out.
Bye.
Watch some more movies.